1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
This is Judy conducting the interview, and today's date is August 24th, 1976. And what is your name, please?
Sam Lillian. Should I put the in?
Put the what?
In?
You can put in.
Entirely. Sam Lillian.
Okay, that's good. And your address?
Furman Avenue, Corpus Christi, Texas.
And the name of this county?
Nueces. Nueces means nut in Spanish.
In Spanish. A lot of the names here are Spanish, so probably we'll
very
come
definitely
across some other Spanish names. And, of course, the state?
Texas.
Okay.
It's a grand old state.
And you were born where, Mrs. Sam?
Well, I was born in Corpus Christi, however not at this location.
Mm-hmm.
I was born on Mesquite Street, which at that time was right in the middle of what is known as our downtown section now.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's home sat in the middle of the block, and mm-hmm. she had her family there.
Uh-huh.
It was customary to have the children in the home in those days. Going to the hospital was sort of obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Well, what size was Corpus then? It was pretty large even at that time.
Oh, goodness, I'm just so bad on figures, honey, but we were referred to as that little fishing village.
A fishing village.
Uh-huh.
When you were born?
Yeah, we were referred to as a little fishing village.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I imagine there were quite a few white people at the time.
Uh-huh.
But you have no idea how we've grown in the last 50 years.
Uh-huh.
Pretty soon you'll get down to asking me, how old am I?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's the next question.
I was born June 10, 1904. Can you figure that out?
1904, that would be, 72 years old.
That's right.
Okay, I think that makes you a very good candidate for this interview, because the age has a lot to do with, you know, how much you've seen change.
Well, not so much age as your experiences. You know, a lot
right.
of people can live a whole lifetime and never experience anything.
That's true.
So
and from what I've already heard you say, I suspect you've experienced quite a bit.
Yes, I have. I've enjoyed every day of it.
And, of course, your sex is female, I'll provide that, and your race is white.
Anglo.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you do not work now, is that right?
No.
And did you work?
Yes, when I first got out of school, I taught my
uh-huh.
first year. I taught elementary school.
Uh-huh.
Then I married and didn't teach for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then after I lost Dr., I returned to teaching again, and I had Spanish and public school music.
Uh-huh. I see. So that accounts for your interest in music.
Then I taught about, until I remarried, I guess about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, I've been a private secretary until I retired.
Mm-hmm. Now, was your teaching here in Corpus Christi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. And what, is the school still in existence that you taught in?
No, I was out in that direction. Well, of course, when I had public school music, I taught in most of the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching the teachers to teach.
I see.
Because at that time, public school music was just being placed in the public schools
mm-hmm.
by our music clubs mm-hmm. here in Corpus.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put my finger on any one school, but I did start school at George Evans Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taught there, and then, of course, it's no more now because
mm-hmm.
the new buildings have replaced mm-hmm. it and so forth.
Now, when you were secretary, what firm were you with?
I was with the Lions Club.
Uh-huh.
I worked for the Lions Club and for Corpus Christi Sales and Marketing Club
mm-hmm.
and played the piano for Kiwanis Club.
Okay. Pretty active in the community then, I think. And your religious affiliation?
First Presbyterian Church, Corpus Christi. I was born in the church. My mother played